Welcome to Gulf War, the battle after the war. So, I apologize for missing last week and being late this week. But it was partly for my own good. I needed a vacation, and I decided to take a month-long vacation and go visit all the states on the East Coast. Or as many as I could, anyway. I think I only missed two or three that I could think of. It was a good time. I did one thing in each state. It was kind of cool. And I visited a couple of friends while I was out and about. And I did the trip with a friend so to make sure that I was safe while I was traveling. And it was a good time. It was long. I'm tired. And I'm actually back on the road, headed down to Miami right now for the study that I joined, I think almost 90 days ago, for the CoQ10. I think this is my last visit for that. I believe there's just a blood draw and some more questionnaires. So that'll be a three or four hour event tomorrow morning, I think. So anyway, that's what I'm doing now. But last week's podcast was supposed to be on a pain update. I had somebody ask me personally about my pain level and what I've been doing and have I been making any more progress. And I said, well, hold that thought and I'll do a podcast update on that. So that was supposed to be last week. And this week I was going to talk about challenges. So I'm just going to kind of bring them all together in this one cast. So to answer the question about my pain, the person that asked me about it is somebody who's really not up on what types of pain we deal with from our exposures. So I said, hang tight and listen to this cast and you'll understand more about what kind of pain we deal with in general, because it's not the same as somebody who walks into a doctor's office and says, I hurt, or I feel pain, and they don't give any more description other than that. And veterans do that, but I'd like to think that we're becoming more descriptive now that we know Gulf War illness has more than just one or two symptoms. So anyway, when I talk about pain, I try to give a list, and whoever I'm talking with, whether it be a doctor or a specialist or somebody asking, if I'm not planning to do a podcast on it, and I let them know, my pain starts with either headaches, and I have like three or four different types of headaches. Some last a couple of seconds, and others last a couple of days. Some are a couple of hours. Some persist if I try to do something or continue motion or continue working on a computer, for instance, or writing or whatever it is that I'm doing. Any kind of action will make that headache worse. So one of those is ice pick headaches. I'm not sure if that's the actual term for it, but that's what I call them because that's what it feels like. It feels like somebody is literally standing behind me shoving ice picks in my temples. And that's usually when I'm doing something. And it doesn't matter what it is. I could be in front of the computer. I could be working in the garage. I could be sitting out back in front of the fire. As long as my eyes are open, that pain persists and it ramps up. It's not something that just stays like a standard headache. And if I close my eyes, I breathe through it. Generally, it only lasts 20 to 30 seconds. If I fight it, like sometimes I do, it persists and gets worse and worse the longer I fight it, to the point that I have to close my eyes. It doesn't make a difference. And those are random. They come whenever, wherever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to be anything stress-related or bright lights or anything like that, although bright lights do bother my eyes. It doesn't seem to come from that. The other one is migraines. Everybody knows what a migraine is. And then I get my standard run-of-the-mill, low-grade headache that pretty much stays 24/7. It does fade occasionally, and I get some relief. But for the most part, that one stays. And I don't complain about my headaches, any of them. That's just something that I deal with. I do take... it's a migraine medication, sumatriptan, I think, or sumatriptan. I can't remember how to pronounce it, but I'm sure if you hear it, you'll know. And then the others, I take. I can't remember what the other one is, but it's prescribed from the VA. It's a pain medication for headaches, and I don't take that one very often. I do take it when they get bad. But that's not a pain that I normally complain to my doctors about. So when I go into my doctor now, I used to walk in and say, I hurt all over. And they would give me medication, or they would keep me overnight for observation, or they would put me on IV with pain medication, and that would help a little bit, or just various things. But nothing was a fix. It was always a Band-Aid. So then I realized, telling them that I hurt all over when they asked me, and telling them that my pain level was at a 7 or an 8 or a 9 or a 10 or whatever, it always seemed to land me in the same position. So I started telling them instead what I knew to be diagnosed with. In other words, I would tell them, for instance, I have fibromyalgia, I have degenerative disc disease, I have tremors, I had, you know, whatever, muscle spasms. So now I got them asking me questions, which is good, because if I forgot something, because we all know our wonderful short-term memory works really well, not. So it gets them asking questions, which is important. Once they're asking questions, then you can say, oh yeah, I remember this, or oh, I remember that. So now they're starting to pinpoint where the actual pain is that you're complaining about. So over time, hopefully you get to know your body a little bit better, and you'll be able to explain in more detail what hurts, and be able to hone in on each of those pains. You know, fibromyalgia is always there. It's like, well, you take medication for that. Yes, but it's still always there. Moving makes it a little bit better, but at the same time, with all the exposures, if I'm too physical, I wear down fast. If I'm not physical enough, and, you know, I can tend to do some walking or something, and just, I have to pay attention to my physical activity, because too much of it will exhaust me fast. And... you know, the counter side is I don't get enough done because I'm not physical enough. So there's a happy medium. And that affects my pain. But that affects all of my pain. And when you're talking to a doctor, when you tell them all of your pain, the first thing they run to is fibromyalgia. Well, we can increase your fibromyalgia medication. No. It is the bone spurs in my spine. It is the sciatica in my hips. It's the joints. It's... you know, whatever. But if you don't give them a indication, then they automatically go to fibromyalgia. So you do have to be careful with that. My fibromyalgia, I've always been able to cope with that pain. The pain that I generally have issues with is the nerve pain that shoots down my legs, the tingling, the numbness in my feet and fingers. That kind of thing. The joint pain, the spine pain, that's what keeps my pain level at such a high level. And it's difficult to get a doctor to listen well enough to understand that that is the pain that I'm complaining about. And sometimes I wonder, because I hear other veterans complaining about their pain level, and I never have the opportunity to ask, but I'm wondering if that's their case too. too, if that's something that maybe they're just kind of not catching on to. The doctor is automatically assuming that it's fibro and not something else, because that seems to be the thing they cling on to, and they just throw medication at it, and that's their fix. And I haven't looked yet. Maybe I should do some research on that. If there's any studies on fibromyalgia that are making any progress as to what's causing it, and if there's any progress being made as getting close to a cure. I mean, we seem to throw our energy and resources into everything else, and this has been around for a long time, and it seems to me like something should be making progress as far as what to do about it. And obviously exercise doesn't make it go away. Otherwise, those of us who are exercising all the time wouldn't have it. I mean, I'm thin, and I walk probably every other day, or every day. I'm not sure of distance. I walk until I can't anymore, until it starts to hurt. Because it's not fibro that's taking me out, it's the nerve pain. The nerve pain, when it happens, and then pain shoots down my legs, even if I try to muscle through it, which I do frequently, because it's nothing that's going to hurt me, it just wears me out. But even trying to muscle through it, the muscles just kind of take over and lock up, and I end up falling. So it doesn't do me any benefit to fight it. So at that point, I try to find a spot to sit down and relax and rest for a little bit. And once that pain level starts to go down, then I'll get up and go again. Sometimes that's quick, sometimes it takes a little time. And I don't feel my age, you know. In my mind, I'm 25. My body feels like it's 100. But, you know, it is what it is. So that leads me into challenges. And before I do that, the pain that I always talk to people about is broken down in the way I just described it. So headaches, sciatica, joints, spine. I think I left out neck. I should include that. You know, the upper area of the spine and the lower area of the spine. And in some cases, in the middle of my spine, I feel twinges. And I assume that's the bone spurs. So, in talking about that, challenges, I challenge myself. I don't know how many of you out there actually challenge yourself. I don't want to be in a position anytime soon where I'm going to be stuck in a wheelchair. So I constantly challenge myself, either through diet, through exercise, or through education, whatever means I can to push just a little bit more. I'm not in a position to where I feel like it's okay to give up. And I hope that all of you out there listening to me, veterans in my position, or worse, are of that same mindset. And the reason I hope that is because not everybody is like us. We got up, we went and signed on the dotted line. We went to war for whatever reason. And we came home. Some of us went back several other times before we actually got sick. You know, it takes a certain kind of, I don't even know the word. Just, it's not bravery. It's just a mindset to do a job. We were hired to do a job, and we did it. And I think now our job is our health, number one, because we can't help anybody else if we can't help ourselves. I mean, it's nice to have the support. You know, I talked about a support network, building your support network last year. And that's important too, just to have that there on those days where you feel like, you know, the challenges are too much. And if it helps, I would say write your challenges in the morning on a board. Get a dry erase board. Hang it on the wall in your bedroom so it's easy to get to. The first thing you see when you get out of bed, write down your challenges for that day. And it doesn't matter if you get them all done, as long as you try at least one. I spoke about that early on as well last year about not just challenges, but the, what's the word? See, my vocabulary is disappearing. I'm always struggling, searching for words. It'll come to me. I know it'll come to me. But anyway, the first thing I do in the morning, and I gave this example, I think, probably a couple times, is make my bed. And that's my early morning challenge. It's the first thing I do. So that way, at the end of the day, when I get home, or when I walk in the door, or when I get off the couch and walk into my bedroom, and I get ready for bed, that's the last thing I see. It's my first challenge of the day. I completed that. If the rest of the day was a failure, at least I completed that. So the day wasn't completely a failure. So you have to work through those challenges. If you're in a wheelchair with MS or any of these other debilitating illnesses, your challenges may be a little bit different. It might be just a matter of being able to sit down and have a conversation with somebody. But it feels good once you get past that challenge to be successful. It should also feel good if you fail, because at the end of the day, you know you tried. So you try again tomorrow. And that's kind of what I'm talking about with challenges. I worked through that on this trip. Had a couple of incidents where I got pretty frustrated with myself because I wasn't able to do some of the things that I wanted to do, just because I wasn't physically capable at the time. And I may never be. But at the end of the day, I looked at it and I said, you know, I tried. I gave it my all. And, you know, what more could I ask for of myself? Because I know I'm my world's worst critic when it comes to things. So this is something that is important. It's important to accept the fact that even though you have challenges and you can't get past them, it doesn't mean the end of the world. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means that now you need to be more creative. Now you need to figure out a different way to overcome that challenge. And that's kind of where I'm going to leave this for last week and this week. Apologize again for being late today and absent last week, but I will continue keeping everything on Wednesdays and try to get them out before 10 a.m. I have a couple of other trips planned this year that I'm hoping to get out and do. I want to do another trip to a place called Jenny Springs. I'm kind of excited about that. It's a cold spring where the waters are, I think the springs are like in their low 70s or high 60s. I can't remember exactly. Some of you listening will already know the answer to that question. But it's exciting because I can get into an inner tube and just float in the water. And it's like sitting in a tub of ice water, and it feels so good on my hips and my joints being in the cold. But anyway, that's going to be it for this week. I hope everybody's had a wonderful week. I hope everybody's staying safe amidst this whole COVID crisis. Hopefully by the end of election year next year, the COVID crisis will magically disappear. and that's it. Don't forget to elbow bump a vet. Have a good one.